Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12. Good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you on this Monday afternoon. Can you believe this, Austin? In just 4 days, we'll be tackling the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive. Gets underway on the 22nd. You can help us fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, seniors, citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. Event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV3. And, of course, it gets underway in the parking lot. Cordova Mall's location just across from Ascension Sacred Heart.
Yeah, I've done the event a couple times before, and it's a very feel good event. It feels good to see these people coming in and giving literally giving to other people. That's awesome. But I do want to say this. There was one time, and don't worry, this was not at Fill the Mayflower. This was in a parking lot across from the Fill the Mayflower event. Some dude backed into somebody else, and the person who backed in, the person that fought, sped off, and the car just chased after him. And I'm like, wow, we're over here helping the less fortunate, and I am watching a hit and run happen right across the street. Mm. It really just makes you think about both sides of the coin of life.
When you talk about injuries and things like that, what first pops to mind? The Red Cross, of course, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the hit sitcom Friends. This is really unique. Donors who give blood through December the 8th will receive 2 pairs of custom Friends and American Red Cross socks. How about that one?
Yeah, just a random headline, but a feel-good headline. I like that.
One of those good lifestyle things. President-elect Donald Trump met with 2 of his media critics from MSNBC. They were invited down to Mar-a-Lago on Friday. Fox's Brooke Singman has details on the meeting from her exclusive interview with the president-elect.
I did an exclusive interview with the president, and he told me that Joe Scarborough reached out to him and suggested that he and Mika come to Mar-a-Lago for a face-to-face meeting. The president told me that he plans to work with the media for his second term. He told me, though, that the meeting was very cordial, that it went well, but that for his second term, he plans to work with the press. He told me how important an open, fair, free media is to making America great again. He said that the media is vital to making the United States as successful as it can be. And he said he plans to give even those that were hostile to him in the past a second chance, a third chance, but he said nobody's getting a fourth chance.
Well, good to know. A man of lenience, for sure. 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for our quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. All right, looking at the roads here. Let's see. We saw a lot of the traffic issues really start to dissipate late last hour, as we often do every afternoon / evening. And that appears to be the case now. Doesn't appear to be much holding you up on the roads. But as for the weather, it's 75 degrees. Some rather cloudy skies out there tonight. Tonight's low is going to be 72, and we'll have those chances of rainfall starting to sneak in. Tuesday going to be very rainy, but high of 77, low of 64.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. Have you seen the latest craze that's sweeping the nation, the Trump dance?
Yes, I have seen that. I actually have, yeah.
The Trump dance. Now, you know, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? In a fun kind of way.
Yeah, because, I mean, people even say, you know, love Trump or hate him, he is pretty funny, memeable, people would say.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, to see people doing that like it's like a celebration in sports or something, yeah, it's always, it gets a chuckle out of me.
So I attempted to pull out some of the Christmas ornaments and kind of fixings of the interior of the house, knowing that the rain was coming on Tuesday, so I thought I'll just put this thing off until at least Wednesday.
Right.
Sticking it up. No sense in having to deal with the weather situation, lights and electricity and all that stuff I don't want to deal with. But as we talk about the holidays, Pensacola Beach Chamber's 2024 Seizing Your Holidays festivities will kick off with the lighted boat parade. That happens on December 6th. They'll set sail from Sabina Marina. Then on the 8th, it's the annual Surfing Santa Beach Parade. I like this one. It rolls at 2 from Avenida 10 down Via Deluna, you know, towards Casino Beach. They get off there at midnight on the 31st. Keep your eyes focused, if you can, at midnight. Just a play on words there on the Pensacola Beach skies over Santa Rosa Sound for all the fireworks over there.
Right.
I have walked out of Sand Shakers a couple of New Year's times, and I was told I saw the fireworks.
Yeah, I had to take the word.
And you had a great time. Well, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's something else I'm kind of looking forward to. Yet another well-known convenience store chain may be coming into our area. According to the P&J, a developmental proposal has been submitted in Santa Rosa County for a 7-Eleven gas station on Garson Point Road. Developers are proposing a 5,400-square-foot store with two fueling canopies and plan to use existing roads to access the site. This comes after chains like Wawa and CEFCO have been establishing a footprint in the Panhandle over several recent years. 7-Eleven's a national chain, but has no locations in this area. The nearest one is in Tampa. I got to tell you, Chris, I am so oblivious to stuff like this. If you had told me, hey, I was driving past that 7-Eleven over in Cantonment, I would have believed you.
And I will put a correction to that story.
Really?
Because 7-Eleven used to be in this area.
Really?
In the 60s. As a matter of fact, where there's a over on 9th Avenue, just before you go by Carpenter's Creek, there's a little move marijuana dispensary, and then next to that there's a restaurant or so. But there, right next to that, used to be 7-Eleven's regional headquarters.
Oh, all right.
So when I read that, I went, not true.
You're lying to me.
This just isn't true. 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. This place used to be just filled. In fact, 7-Eleven introduced the Slurpees back in the day when
really?
They were first announced in this market. But yeah, 7-Eleven's been around. They pulled out of the market, and now it looks as though they've rediscovered Northwest Florida.
All right, very nice. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, obviously, Donald Trump, his cabinet picks, has gotten some raised eyebrows, but there are some people on the Republican side of the aisle that are holding up their finger saying, wait just a moment. I don't have a problem with it. We touched on Mike Johnson feeling that way earlier. Well, we got someone else in Trump's corner on it coming up next.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered by tuning in Wednesday at 9:30 as Chad Piku from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We spent quite a bit of time with the change of command ceremony from Friday, where Captain Shashadi was replaced by Captain Newman. Also found out what her call sign, Mama-san, means. Also, outgoing commissioners in Santa Rosa County, including Sam Parker, talk about their time and some of the things that have been meaningful to him, and listening to the other commissioners talk about the time with him. Plus, recapping the Argos season as they finish and do not make the playoffs. You can listen to all of those comments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Three, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. Yeah, think about this when you're parking the car tonight. Just make sure you throw in that umbrella. Just throw it in the back seat for tomorrow, because we are looking at rain. Austin dissects this for us in just a few minutes in terms of the weather situation happening. Spirit Airlines, which has several routes in and out of Pensacola International, has filed for bankruptcy. The company's announcement confirms the carrier expects to continue operating its business through a prearranged, streamlined Chapter 11 process. The company said flights, ticket sales, reservations, and all other operations will continue as normal during this period, including the Spirit Loyalty Program and, of course, their points. With more on the situation, Fox Business's Linda Hu.
The company does say customers can still use their tickets, their credits at any points. So no interruption in the short term expected for passengers. But longer term and bigger picture, the analysts do say that this bankruptcy could mean changes to Spirit. They could be forced to scale back on the service that they provide, going to fewer destinations and perhaps with a smaller fleet of planes. Spirit has struggled since the pandemic. It has not turned a profit. And also leading up to this bankruptcy, the company failed twice at deals that would have offered a new path forward for Spirit. The first was a failed merger with Frontier Airlines. And the next, we saw the Biden administration block JetBlue's acquisition of Spirit.
All righty. Just past 6:25 here. I said 6th. That's cool. Past 6:25.
You know, we just did that Spirit story. I think that's another great point to point out. We're going to be talking with Todd Payne as we get closer.
He's the
director out of PNS. We'll be talking to him as we head closer into the holidays. That's something to bring up about the economic stability of Spirit here in Pensacola.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it comes to, as you said, the traveling that's going on this holiday season. Just past 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some minor issues on Navy Boulevard near Highway 98, but it is very minor. Nothing to worry about. And heck, there's nothing outside of that. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, very rainy Tuesday. High of 77, low of 64.
Something interesting happening over in Navarre. Northwest Florida residents now have a free, here's the operative word for you, free place to work out. Navarre Sports Court opens Friday at the Navarre Sports Complex. The complex, which was made possible in part due to a $30,000 grant from the National Fitness Center campaign, is an outdoor gym, features a variety of stations that allow users to leverage their own body weight for a complete workout. Again, free operation over there in Navarre at the Navarre Sports Complex. So that's something to definitely keep an eye out on. Get these numbers. I found these to be pretty interesting. One in five American adults say they regularly get their news from so-called news influencers on social media. This is like the wild, wild west. These are unsubstantiated. You know, we have to do our fact-checking before we go on air and do all of this.
Right.
These guys just pull, our gals just pull it out of their pocket and say, hey, listen to this.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Foster from Fox has more on this confusing information.
The 21% turning to social media creators for news is about the same for Democrats and Republicans. Younger respondents in this Pew Research Center survey are more likely to get their news that way. The study looked at accounts run by people who post and talk regularly about current events with more than 100,000 followers each. There are more than twice as many men as women. Slightly more of the creators themselves say they lean right, with nearly half claiming no clear affiliation. About three quarters are, or have been, affiliated with an actual news organization. TikTok is used by the highest percentage of women creators and the only site where there are more liberals. Facebook has the highest percentage of conservative posters. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm not too taken aback by that, because you'll hear about people turning to social media for their news, and not necessarily the specifics of the news, but just like some of the headlines that you'll read or just some of the big hitters trending. You know, I'll see that. Did hint at this before the break. Donald Trump's nominee for national security advisor says no one on his team is questioning his cabinet picks. Florida's own Republican Congressman Michael Waltz adds there is an excitement among the picks and they are ready to get to work. The president-elect has some within his own party questioning some of the nominees. Of course, this includes Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for attorney general and Fox News personality and veteran Pete Hegseth for secretary of defense.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, as he said, there's some excitement among the picks, that's for sure.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, free community health care is on the way. There comes that operative word again, free remote area medical, introducing a pop-up health clinic in 5 days. It'll happen at the fairgrounds November 23rd through 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance or ID. So there you go. You got this coming up. I mentioned to you about the Navarre Health Clinic coming up on Friday. So a lot of opportunities to exercise.
Absolutely.
Right here. Good stuff for an active community like that.
Definitely. And Florida Space Coast celebrating its 81st successful launch this year. SpaceX sent a communication satellite for the Indian Space Research Organization into orbit from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station earlier today. That's coming less than 24 hours after it conducted another satellite mission for an Australian telecommunication company. SpaceX has overseen all but five of the launches in Brevard County this year.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President-elect Trump has nominated Fox business host Sean Duffy for transportation secretary. Fox's Peter Ducey is in West Palm Beach with the latest.
He is also a former congressman and district attorney in Wisconsin. Part of the Trump statement on this, he says he will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports.
This comes as Trump nominated Republican Federal Communications Commissioner member Brendan Carr as FCC chairman. President-elect Donald Trump gearing up for the mass deportation of illegal immigrants in his second term.
Democrats on the federal, state, and local level say they will push back on President-elect Trump's plans for mass deportations. But as to how they're going to do that remains a bit in flux. Today on Truth Social, Trump posted he supports using the military to aid in deportations.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. McDonald's is said to be spending upwards of $100 million on marketing to help franchises that were most heavily affected by their recent E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 100 people. Shares of McDonald's have dropped about 7% over the past month. On Wall Street today, during the week's first trading session, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping 55, the S&P 500 up 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 111 points. Netflix says 60 million households worldwide turned in as Jake Paul defeated Mike Tyson, with the event peaking at 65 million streams. The fight was also streamed in more than 6,000 bars and restaurants across the country, setting the record for the sport's largest commercial distribution. U.S. crude oil futures for December up more than 3% today to around $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a buck. John Mara, Joe Shane, and Brian Daboll of the New York Football Giants are making a massive mistake in benching Daniel Jones for Tommy DeVito. The last thing Big Blue needs is for Tommy to lead the Giants to an emotional victory or two. New York's best chance to lose the most amount of games possible, to be in position to draft either Cam Wardishead or Sanders, is with Daniel Jones starting, and that's why he should be under center instead of the immortal Tommy Cutlets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the sign-in drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Rock and roll!
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. Thank you so much for having us on tonight. And just letting you know, when you do got to wrap it up at home, throw that umbrella or some rain gear in the car tomorrow. Going to be a wet Tuesday. And Austin is around in just a couple of minutes here updating us on exactly what the weather's going to look like. Let me talk some Ice Flyers hockey real quick. Austin dropping two games in a series matchup against Huntsville last weekend, 3-2 Friday and 5-3 Saturday. The good guys still on the road facing Peoria this Friday and Saturday. The next home game scheduled against Huntsville. Get this, it's a Wednesday game. Mm. It's Wednesday, November 27th.
Is that before Thanksgiving?
Yep. Eve? That's what it is. Okay. Puck drop 7:05 over in the Bay Center. And I told you we were going to talk about this Monday night football thing that's coming up. As a matter of fact, right now on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, they're running through the pregame on the ESPN feed. So you can catch that. Kickoff is set for 7:15. Tony Giraldi has more on tonight's MNF. There you go.
Week 11 of the NFL season concludes tonight with the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Houston Texans. Both teams are in desperate need of a win. While the Texans sit at 6-4 on the season and on top of the AFC South, they've lost each of their last two games. Meanwhile, for Dallas, they are on a four-game losing streak and are in serious danger of their three-year playoff run ending. They're also still looking for their first win at home this season. Cooper Rush will get the start once again for Dallas following Dak Prescott's season-ending surgery 2 weeks ago. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Man, him mentioning Cooper Rush reminded me. My goodness, I saw a joke on social media earlier. Okay, so not only do we have Dak Prescott out with that surgery and stuff, and Cooper Rush is in for him, but we got news, I think it was this morning, that Daniel Jones, Giants quarterback, has been benched in favor of Tommy DeVito. So if you don't know what the importance of this is, that means that most likely next Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, is going to have a quarterback matchup between Tommy DeVito and Cooper Rush because the Giants and the Cowboys face off. And someone said, I can smell the nap I'm going to take from here. And that just made me laugh so hard because it is. It's like you'll always hear complaints about how bad Thanksgiving Day games can be. Like the Lions play on Thanksgiving Day, and that used to be a stain on the schedule. But now it's great because the Lions are like the best team in the league. But when I remember it was the COVID season, the Steelers and Ravens, this is when the Steelers started 11-0. They were supposed to play on Thanksgiving Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, and it got delayed by almost like a week. And people even said, well, that was the only game on Thanksgiving that was worth a hoot. The other game stunk. So this is just another year where one of the Thanksgiving Day games is kind of disappointing.
Okay, let's talk high school playoffs because it needs to be talked about.
Yes, it must be said.
Well, you know, heck, we had less than half the high school football teams that were alive last week saw their sent into their seasons go zip on Friday.
Yeah.
So we have two teams remaining, Pace and Scambia. Here we go. Region 1-6A, number 3, Pace, who 10-1 against number 2, Buchholz, 8-3. It's a Friday 7:30 kickoff.
You saying that reminds me. Buchholz. We had a texter let us know. I said, yeah, I thought it was Buchholz. Chris pronounced it a different way. I didn't even bother trying at that point. But Buchholz, well, we'll call it that way. Either way, I think...
we'd like to thank that person.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thanks for listening. That was a couple hours ago, but thanks for listening.
Thank you.
But no, I mean, regardless of how you pronounce the name, this is going to be a very difficult game here for Pace. I have faith that they can win. I feel like they are playing with a chip on their shoulder. I think they proved that last weekend. But they will struggle significantly more in this one. I've got this one being a very close score.
Okay, it makes me think, was this a texter from Buchholz?
I'm not sure.
Is it Buchholz?
Buchholz. Yeah, Buchholz. And the way he described it, he or she described it, you say it like you. Buchholz.
Buchholz.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then there's the once. Oh, my gosh. The prediction is the way this thing, the smart people in South Florida think this is going to play out. Buchholz sneaks by Pace. Okay.
Yeah, they had them sneaking by Pace. I've got Pace sneaking by them, so it
okay,
cancels.
The overall prediction has Nice, who down Tate.
Quite convincingly.
Friday night. Will take on Buchholz. And the prediction is Nice wins that one.
Yeah. I do agree that Nice is the team to beat right now because they are. I think they're unbeaten and they're the one seed and they handled Tate quite soundly.
In 2A, we're still in shock over Catholic losing to Walton.
Yeah.
On that one there.
That's just a shame.
Let me jump to Region 1, 4A, number 3, Escambia, 9-2. Take it on number 2, Choctaw, 9-2. Pretty even in terms of the numbers, but not, I don't think, as a matchup.
Well, that should be our ESPN Pensacola High School game of the week this Friday, because it is. It should be one heck of a game. I'm going with Choctaw, though. I am ashamed to admit that I was not familiar with their game. They are a pretty darn good team this year. You said 9-2, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so Escambia is obviously good, but Choctaw has really turned it around. And I think that is something that has been kind of shushed down when you consider how Tate had their turnaround and Pensacola had their boost. But Choctaw, I'll take them to win. Why not?
Okay, the prediction, drum roll please, Escambia gets by Choctaw. Now, the overall prediction after that plays out, now remember, this is all hypothetical.
Right.
Then the overall prediction is St. Aug takes on Escambia with St. Aug taking the win.
Yeah, St. Augustine is another one that's just, oh gosh, playoff football is second nature to them. But yeah, Choctaw being at home, I'm gonna have to take them on that. All righty, let's see. Well, oh, I did want to touch on this before we move on to traffic and weather, because this is some good news for you. TNT's popular NBA program Inside the NBA will continue beyond this season. The show is starring Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson, of course. Iconic lineup there.
Couple of lightweights.
Yeah, they will be licensed to ESPN for major NBA. Regular season and playoff games, and the deal comes as Warner Brothers Discovery has also settled its lawsuit against the NBA over live game rights. TNT will no longer air live NBA games following this season after the league reached a new media rights deal with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon. Yeah, man, you just got all these names, all these conglomerates floating around, and people are just like, dude, I don't care where they are. These guys have been the iconic NBA game analysis lineup for years. They mesh so well together. Let's just give us them. We'll listen to them, and we'll tune in regardless of where they are. Just about 6:45 here. We will get another quick check at the road. Roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe some minor congestion near Highway 98 meeting Navy Boulevard. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Actually, looks like we do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but once again, very minor. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72, overcast skies tonight. That's because we got some storming coming, just some rain tomorrow. Very rainy day, though. High of 77, low of 64.
News Radio 92.3, no new bathrooms for the Roger Scott pool.
Yeah, you mentioned
this
that.
This is a very alarming decision here. There's just stay with me. The city of Pensacola is holding off on accepting bids for new facilities after the bids for the bathrooms came in. If I said a bit higher, I would really be saying, probably telling you a lie, because they were a lot higher. In fact, Mayor Reeves says he was pretty skeptical about spending, get this, nearly $1 million for an 840-square-foot bathroom.
Understandable.
He's kind of deferring this now to gauge the council's reaction. I'll let them ponder these numbers. By the way, the city tore down the old bathrooms last year as temporary bathrooms were used during the pool season, and the plan was to build a new bathhouse during the off season. That has not happened.
Mm.
Off season's coming to a close pretty soon.
Well, and you know, since
bathrooms are important, let's be honest.
Oh, absolutely, it is. Yeah, but I wanted to touch on this because since we're kind of gravitating away from the sports segment here, because this somewhat has to do with sports, but it's also a much bigger socio-political issue. A Christian high school in California's Central Valley is forfeiting a girls' volleyball championship playoff because its opponent has a transgender player. Stone Ridge Christian High was scheduled to play San Francisco Waldorf last Saturday in some playoff bracket. Well, Stone Ridge Christian issued a statement that said the school believes in the biblical definition of a man and a woman and that sex is not changeable. The statement adds that after consulting with students, coaches, and staff, quote, standing for biblical truth means more than the outcome of a game, unquote. Stone Ridge was ranked high. They were ranked pretty high, number 4 overall. Let me just say this. because this brings in a whole other thing to the equation that we need to consider. We've heard about teams saying, hey, we're not going to face this opponent because of a transgender player. We've heard about that stuff because of concerns over a competitive advantage, a biological advantage. Now you've got to worry about the more religiously bound schools. They're saying, hey, listen, we don't practice this. We don't believe in it. So we've got a Christian high school in California doing that. I'm sure you can see some other high schools follow suit if they are in a similar predicament. So this transgender issue in any level of sports seems like it's going to just snowball more and more and get a lot worse before it gets better.
Oh, you're probably right on target on that one. The Biden-Trump transition going to be very interesting over the next few weeks. Some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks are vowing to remove DEI initiatives put in place by Joe Biden. Fox's Jackie Henrick has more from the White House.
Perhaps no one getting started on this faster than President-elect Trump's newest pick to lead the FCC, Brendan Carr. He posted on X, the FCC's most recent budget request said that promoting DEI was the agency's second highest strategic goal. Starting next year, the FCC will end its promotion of DEI. When it comes to the FCC's promotion of DEI, I have just one thing to say, afuera. That is Spanish for get out of here. President Biden signed an executive order within months of coming into office, ordering all federal agencies to promote diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, known as DEIA, across the agencies, including by promoting installing a chief diversity officer to get that done within the workforce.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this as well. Give me your hourly stocks. I was about to say stock street. Give me your hourly Wall Street stock numbers. There we go. It's closing mixed to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 55 points to 43,389. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 58.93. And the NASDAQ gained 111 points to 18,791.
ABC is getting a lot of feedback on this. The owner of a Staten Island bakery spoke out against Whoopi Goldberg. After Whoopi claimed on ABC's The View that a certain Staten Island bakery, which she did not name, by the way, refused to serve her for political reasons. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella spoke out against Goldberg on Fox's America Reports.
We just heard Jill. Her and her workers are at work sometimes 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to prepare every day. You think she really cares about politics? Her customer base or across the board, she wants to do well in business. My main concern was that this woman took to the national airwaves and sought to destroy a company.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily seeking to destroy a company, or if it is, it's simply under false pretenses. I think there is, I look at the situation because I know it's overused on social media, but people looking to be like a victim somehow. If you're inconvenienced some way, you try to make sense of it. And sometimes people will say, oh, is it because of, you know, this or that? And I think that's what Whoopi did here. And I think the more you think about it, the more it becomes evident, like, no, that's not why you were treated with hesitance at first. It's because of an actual reason that is applicable in this situation. So I don't know. I think it's very unfortunate that Whoopi would say something like that just on a hunch and being ratioed so heavily.
650 News Radio 92.3. Here's the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters say today the remnants of former tropical storm / tropical depression Sarah will be absorbed by a frontal system. Showers and thundershowers will locally be heavy. It's going to be sweeping across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama into the Florida Panhandle tomorrow. Then those showers on Wednesday kind of move out, push across the Florida Peninsula, bringing locally heavy rainfall and severe weather. Here's the good part. Atlantic hurricane season ending up in just 12 days. Thinking about possibly doing an investment in your future Powerball tonight. $144 million.
Yeah.
Right. $144 million. $66.2 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door. They pick it at 10 this evening.
All righty. 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've been touching on President-elect Trump vowing his mass deportation of illegal immigrants. But that's got some people worried, and not just because of humanitarian stuff, but actually regarding some manpower when it comes to manual labor. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey.
Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now.
With evening, a saucier intro.
Evening, everybody. What was that?
Havana featuring Young Thug by Camila Cabello.
Very nice song. Very, very nice. I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price over there spinning the tunes today. Houston, Dallas, that's your Monday night football game. The pregame show is on our sister station already, 6:30 ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM and then 1330 AM. You can catch the pregame. They kick off the big boys at 7:15 tonight. So that will be an interesting game. It's funny you mentioned the word manpower a few minutes ago.
Yes,
you were talking about manpower. It brings to mind, you ever see the old TV show, the Dobie Gillis show?
I personally have not.
Okay, there was a character in there. His name was Maynard G. Krebs, and he used to always be, he was a beatnik back in the, earlier they were called beatniks.
I'm familiar with that.
Okay, he was a beatnik, and he used to always, whenever you talked about work or something like that, he'd always go, work, work. He would like, that's what took me down memory lane on that one. Here's another thing down memory lane. I saw some B-rolls on this already. The big budget Christmas movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson takes the top spot at the weekend's box office. Fox's Deborah Valentine has the story.
Red One, a Christmas set action comedy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Santa's head of security, unwrapped nearly $34 million in its box office debut.
Last night, Red One, also known as St. Nicholas of Myra, was abducted from the North Pole complex.
Are you saying Santa Claus has been kidnapped?
Red One costing more than $200 million to make. Its ticket sales were enough to end the three-week reign of Venom the Last Dance, which added around $7 million this weekend to take second place. Lionsgate, the best Christmas pageant ever, landed in third with just over $5 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this evening. Had some issues on Pine Forest Road, but those have cleared out. Just got a little bit where Navy Boulevard meets Highway 98. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a very rainy Tuesday, high of 77, low of 64. Now, Chris, you had mentioned my use of the word manpower a few minutes ago, and that was in reference to this story that I hinted at before the break. President-elect Trump vowing that mass deportation of illegal immigrants, saying that it will happen. Well, that's got some farmers worried about a lack of manpower, keyword there. When it comes to picking the crops, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that agriculture workers should not be the focus. He joined the weekend attend talk shows to say that convicted criminals should be targeted instead. Some Democratic leaders are standing against a president-elect. The governor of Massachusetts says that state police will not assist with deportation efforts.
Okay, does the name Jeff Beck ring a bell to you?
No.
Does the name Yardbirds ring a bell to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, Jeff Beck was one of the members of the Yardbirds, and he had the Jeff Beck group. But get this, musical items from his art sale are up for grabs. And Fox's Monica DeLuca has an explanation.
Instruments owned by the late Jeff Beck are going up for auction. Christie's announced it will sell more than 130 items, including 90 guitars from the collection of the Yardbirds guitarist. Valued at more than $1.3 million, the collection includes an Oxblood 1954 Gibson Les Paul that Beck bought in Memphis in 1972 and played for the rest of the decade. The guitar, which is featured on the cover of Beck's Grammy-winning 1975 jazz fusion album Blow by Blow, is expected to sell for between $450,000 and $640,000. Beck died in January 2023 at the age of 78. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And speaking of some late music icons that won awards, Quincy Jones is now an Oscar winner. He died this month at age 91, but he was posthumously awarded an honorary Lifetime Achievement Oscar at the Governor's Awards in Hollywood on Sunday. His daughter, actress Rashida Jones, accepted the award, and Jones produced a huge list of hits in his lifetime, but he also produced movies like The Color Purple and did soundtracks for films like In Cold Blood and The Wiz.
Okay, something interesting is happening tomorrow down at 221 Palafox Place. Escambia County will install four commissioners and a new chair and vice chair. It's a special meeting, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Two new commissioners and two re-selected board members will be installed. Commissioner Stephen Stroberger from District 1, Commissioner Lumen May, District 3, Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger from District 4, Commissioner Stephen Berry, District 5. The board will also appoint District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler as chairman and District 4 newcomer and Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger as the vice chair. So a lot of excitement tomorrow. Again, that gets underway at 9 a.m. in the morning.
All righty. And we talked about how, earlier this hour, that is, we talked about some Thanksgiving games, or at least one, between the Giants and Cowboys, maybe leaving a little bit to be desired as far as their quarterback play. But if, for what it's worth, we can make it up for you on Christmas, because the NFL not only has a couple of good games, but they do have some good entertainment. Beyonce performing during Netflix's NFL Christmas Game Day when the Texans host the Ravens. It'll be the first live performance of songs from her album Cowboy Carter. Some special guests apparently are expected to join her, but no word on the details yet.
Hey, so one thing you might have noticed, a lot of marquees around the area, those local gas prices dropping. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.65. That's at the Walmart Pace. The Raceway Station, $2.64. Cantonment Raceway, $2.57. And the Exxon on Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola, $2.39. Listen, everybody, have a great evening. Don't forget, rain gear tomorrow morning. See you tomorrow.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.